Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for you shall speak to me, and it shall bring shalom in my bosom. Shalom to you. Yabarakya, you may be seated. For that is the cry of Israel. Speak to me, Abba. That Yah will speak unto Israel. Not by some persuasive spirit that speaks to our minds, but it will be the truth, the emats of Almighty Yah. You will know that it is His truth, because it will begin to break the shackles of your mind, the shackles of your will, the shackles of sin. They're broken. We, the seed of Israel, the called, the elect remnants of Yahweh's sovereign election, we must hear from Him. And if we do not hear from Almighty Yahweh, there is never a process of restoration among Israel. He has not changed. He will never change. And His emat, His truth, shall never be altered. It shall stand the test of time in this generation and the next generation to come, because it is the kingdom power of His Mishra, His government, upon Israel. We can see in everything in life that things never change. From the beginning of time, a woman has produced a child from her womb, as Shava, as Eve did, by the planting of the seed of Adam. So the process has never changed. The sun, the brightness of His power, has not diminished at all. And the luminary power of the moon at night, it has not lost its brilliancy to shine, even in the midst of a dark nation, a dark generation, whose mind has been captivated by the powers that rule in the Hashemayim, the heavens. So the things of Yahweh never change. We are born and we do die. Life resonates from our physical beings, and all of a sudden it is taken from this being. As Yah says, from the dirt He formed us all. And we shall evolve back, these physical bodies, back unto the material that it came forth out of. And the rock of the spirit of man shall stand in the presence of the Creator. We must understand that these biological homes are simply a physical being whereby the riches of Yah can dwell in the midst of this kind of environment. He made us to be eternal. He made us to fellowship with Him. Yah made man to walk with Him. That's why He is mindful of him. That's why He visited him. What is He? He made him because He wanted the fellowship of man. I know He had the Melechim. He had the brilliancy of the great power structure of His kingdom there in Hashemayim. But there was something about this dirt thing that Yah says, I will make. And even you, Shaltan, will not have power to dominate or to rule. It is life as long as the living Yahshua is in Him. We, the seed of Israel, we have the living tikva, the hope of Yah in us. And that is the promise of His Hamashiach. Yahshua dwells in the midst of Israel. And that is our strength of promise. We cannot, as we see this nation crumbling at its seams, we see its financial institutions falling because they've been based upon greed and lies and covetousness. When a man or a nation began to defy the Torah of Almighty Yah, there are consequences that are grave. And the consequences that would befall this polluted, vile, wicked nation called America. She is the purveyor of every kind of violence in the earth today. She sells more military armament to the world than any nations, all the nations combined. She takes her military power, she oppresses, she suppresses, she destroys, she tears down, and she establishes this false, satanic form of government. Yet she is going to come down. Her seed or her seams are already broken. Her wealth is gushing out. She has no true wealth at all. But we that are the seed of Israel, we have the riches of Yah dwelling in the midst of our land, in the inward parts. We shall overcome the very atrocities and the things that shall overtake this nation as long as you abide in Yahshua. The word of Yah has not changed. Neither have the processes of Yah. Life is processed from birth to death. And so is the word of Yahweh. It brings the birth of truth in us when we hear it. And when we reject it, it brings the spirit of Ichabod, or death, separation from the Most High One. So we as the elect, we must understand, despite all the things that are going on around us, and what things we perceive to be glamorous, they're false illusions. They are hebel, or vanity, vain. They are breathless. They have no life, and they have no substance in them at all. And above all things, they are unsatisfactory. They never bring the satisfactory in one's life that he rejoices in these things of vanity. And everything that this nation and the world promotes, it is one of vanity. Yah says you live long, and your days are full of vain things. Our lives are consumed with vain aspirations that never produce any breath of life. And that is what vanity is. It is breathless. It is hopeless. We may perceive for momentarily that it conveys unto us many of the most valuable things of life, but they are only an illusion. Yah says to Israel, as he speaks to us today, and I want to begin in the text or the stroll, that the word may speak unto us outright, precisely, with forthrightness. I will not shun to speak what Yah commands for Israel to hear. I will not be apologetic if the word of Yahweh cuts and destroys the element of darkness in you. I will not be upset if you rise up in your rebelliousness, your despite unto the word of Yah. For it is the power of Almighty Yahweh to make Israel free. We're not going to be free by the circumstances of the world. They bring you into great bondage. You bow. You're brought under the government and the law of unclean powers that torment us, that rule our days, that our minds are not vividly free to think and to meditate upon Almighty Yah. Yahshua declares, whom the living word makes free, whom the word of Yah creates that freedom in their mind, they are free indeed. And it doesn't come by some legislation, some reform. It comes by the transforming of the Ruach of Yah in you that transform you and translate you into a son of Almighty Yahweh. One of the most profound, wealthiest, knowledgeable men upon the earth, his name was Solomon, and he speaks to us in Qehelet. He speaks unto us words of wisdom, words of knowledge. I want to begin in Ecclesiastes, Kohati, the 12th chapter, and I want to read that entire chapter. As I pondered in my Ruach, what do I speak unto Israel today? There were other sermons and thoughts that I had calculated that would be precisely needed. But I want us to understand, Yah knows the ingredients of the host day of breads. You must have all the value nutritions in the host day to sustain you. You may not like the way whole wheat tastes, but it is most valuable to your body. It cleanses out. It is a roughage food. It has fiber in it. And it began to scrape down the walls of your intestines. It began to scrape down the walls of your stomach and your colon. It may not taste well, but it is the best thing for you. What man has done, he has given us the light bread that has been discolored with its bleaching process. This is what has transpired in the spiritual realm. They have given us words that are pleasing to the flesh, that esteems the flesh more highly than the one that created the flesh. And that's why we find the debacle and the sinfulness of wickedness that is performed today in the name of tzedakah or righteousness, but it has come from the belly of hell. You'll never change. His requirement for Adam is the same thing for us today. It has not been altered. He gave him a mishra, a law, to govern his mind, his desire, his will, to govern his imagination, that he may stay in the light, and that he may walk in the light. If we do not have the mind of Yahshua, we will not walk in the light. We will not stay in the light. We will not delight in the light. But our minds will become consumed with darkness. And our thoughts will be emanated from a belly of deceit of darkness. And we will begin to perform those things. And every one of our thoughts and our wicked actions will be based upon the dark, devious words of one's own wicked, rebellious and corrupt hearts. It will not come from the bosom of Yah. Because Yahshua is the bosom. He is the heart of Almighty Yahweh. He is the tenderness of Yahweh. He is the way that Yah touched man today. He's not going to touch you any other way. He's not touching you with Cadillac Escalades and $200,000 homes among the perverts. He doesn't touch that way. He touched you by the living hand. And that living hand, his right hand, is Yahshua. That's the way that Yah touched his people today. He touches us that way. And no other way shall he touch us. And Solomon, in the midst of his deep meditation and thoughts, as he surveyed the vastness of his kingdom, as he pondered his youthful nature, and the energetic desire that he had at one time, as he remembered the fullness of his robustness and the power of his vigor nature, and as he lay on his bed, he began to speak from the midst of his belly, by the leading of the Ruach of Yah. He began to speak words unto Israel. And they are wise for us to understand, because in his words he gives us the core, the whole, the entire purpose, the plan, and the will of Yahweh. It's in the book. He says in Kohite, in Ecclesiastes, I want to begin reading in chapter 12 and verse 1. He says unto us, Israel, he says, I want you to zakah, remember. I want it to be a memorial in your thoughts. I want you to draw from the depths of that well continuously. He says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youthfulness, in the days of your spontaneity and your strength and your energy. He says, I want you to zakah, to make Yah a memorial in your mind, that your thoughts are upon Him, that your desire above all things is to please Him. And yet today they teach the young ones to remember the perverts of the world. I was looking on last night as I spoke to Elder Martin, because I went to bed early last night, 8:30, 8:25. And I began to look at what they call the 100 top progressive whorehouses, churches in America. And I began to look at the dimension of all of them. I've gone through literally every last one of them except a few. And there's one thing that is noticeable in all of them. There is no mishra, no law of dress, the attitudes. They are whorehouses that draw the spirit of whoredom, and everything is hip-hop. The language of Yah, His vernacular, does not change. Sin is a transgression of the Torah. It has not changed. And they bring this element of the world standards in. It's already there, because what we call the church, it is a product of the world. They are large conglomerates of enterprise. They are money-making machines. And in order for you to produce a wealth, you must create the spirit of whoredom. Because a whore sells herself to the highest bidder. And what they desire is more finance, to create this illusion that this is from Yah, and they suppose that gain is the power of Yah. And that is a deception from hell. Because if that's the case, when Shaitan said unto Yahshua, I will give you all the kingdoms and the honor and the prestigiousness of it if you bow down and worship me. That is not the sign that Yah is with the people. And they will bring in Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, but yet they slept in tents. They had no certain dwelling place either. They will tell the lie that Yahshua was rich. The scripture says, though he was rich, he became poor. He says, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. They are deceived liars that propagate this damnable lie birthed out of the belly of hell to bring about the spirit of whoredom, to deceive the minds of you young ones. Because the old ones today think that they are still virile and young. And it's not so. You're not. So he says to us, to Zakah, to make Yah a memorial in your mind. Let your thoughts be upon Him. Let Yah be the energy of your thoughts. In the days of your youth, why? While the evil days come not, and the years draw nigh, that you become close to that imminent time of death and judgment, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them. Now that is what the mindset of the wicked does. They have romped and roamed in their wicked feet. They have satisfied their flesh beyond satisfaction. And in the days of their old age, they are broken. There are no moments of remembrance of memorials, because they were all false. They were all illusions, full of disillusions. They were not based upon the principles of Yah. They had nothing to draw from. The well was dry. There was nothing flowing out of the well. So he reminds us, brothers and sisters, as we began to come to the knowledge of His immaculate truth, let us make a memorial in our mind, in our youthfulness unto Yah, that we will not allow Him to escape from our thoughts. He said, for the evil days shall come when your own evil thoughts shall try you. The things that you have sown in your body, those thoughts will try us, brothers and sisters. The wickedness of your imaginations is going to try you. It's going to rise from the belly, because it's still there. That's why our minds must have the remembrance of the Zakah of Yah. It must be a memorial. It must be the strength of Yahshua in our minds. That's why we need to let that mind of Yahshua be in us. The very same mind that pleased Yah. Because the days of evil are upon us. You have the mass that are working. They have no pleasure on their jobs today. Even the old man in the cotton field, he understood the importance and the value of supplying the needs of his family. He would go out when his body was aching, when he was sick, and he enjoyed it. Everything today, it's evil. The people that they work around, they are evil. Their minds are evil. Their thoughts are evil. Their actions are evil. Their deeds are evil. They perpetrate evil things. They do evil things. That's why we must remember Yah in the days of our youthfulness. In the days of our unlearnedness, we don't know much, but yet let us remember and retain what we have learned. Let us zakah. Let us hold fast to that. For the evil days are here, and the evil days are going to be even more prominent in this hour. It's almost difficult to think straight today, isn't it? Don't sit here like we don't understand what I am saying. It is almost difficult to think straight today. Now you can say what you want to. I don't care what kind of programs you listen to. Because I turn it all off at many times. Because it is oppressive. It suppresses the very light of Yahshua. You think the enemy loves us? Everything he does is to remove from the mind the remembrance, the zakah of Yah. Has he not done that well with the youth of this generation and the generation before it? He has removed every thought of the Most High from their minds. That's why these whorehouses of Christendom, you can look at them, you can drive past them tomorrow. You will see this adulterous spirit. It is nothing but an offshoot of the elements of the world. They dress, they act, they talk, they're hip-hopping, they're bebopping, they're everything that the world does. It is abominable, it is foul, it is wicked. We are not drawn unto the assembly by some kind of media performance. We are drawn by the Ruach of Yah. Yah draws Yisrael unto the Bayit. You don't alter some program and produce skits and plays or to make it more pleasing or palatable to a young wicked mind. We that are the seed of Yisrael, we are drawn and led by the Ruach, the Spirit of Yah. You know that is false because that's what Shaitan tried to lead Yahshua with, did he not? He took him up into the pinnacle of the mountain and showed him all the kingdoms in a moment of time, did he not? And he said, all this is mine. And so it was the perception that if you will look at this and be drawn unto this, then you will have my kingdom power. And that's what Shaitan has done to this wicked generation. And these men that are called leaders, they are not leaders. They are the offspring of hell. They are the production of the product of an illegitimate affair, trying to have an affair with the true doctrine of Yah that he brought unto Israel, and this damnable proselyte prostituting spirit called Christianity. That's why you meet many that come to the knowledge of the truth, many that come to the knowledge, they're trying to bring the same ingredients that they learned from the whore, and it does not work, my friends. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to declare this host of bread unto you. Hallelujah. So in order for me to bake this bread, I got to grind it first. I got to get out the tear or the little bugs that sometimes hide. I got to get out of those little things you don't see with your natural eyes. And that's what the word of Yah does. It searches. It is a fire. And it searches the depths of our love. And it gets out those unclean little things in the nuts and cranny. It finds the little spots that you didn't even know that trash was hidden there. Hallelujah. That's why Yahshua had to be tested. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Israel must be tested. We're going to find out where our scepter is true and the rod that corrects us, whether it is a false illusion or whether it is a true path that leads unto the bosom of the one that created all things. This is not some kind of evolution of a process that has produced us. We have come from the bosom of Yah. That moon, that sun, that ominous, most powerful thing we call the sun, it did not just appear. The Ya'aka, the moon did not just appear. It was by the power of the spoken words. There's nothing that has just appeared. Nothing at all. The word of Yah has not changed. And yet we find these religions that have just crept up in the last 2,000, 3,000 years. But the Torah of Yah was there from the beginning. When He made man, we can see how Yah began to teach man the power of His Imat, His Torah, His truth with Adam as He took it on with Noah. We can see it in the book. Is there, my brothers and sisters? His instructions never change. The instructions that your parents gave you that were sound, you can instruct your sons and daughters. They can instruct theirs and theirs, 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 and theirs, 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 theirs. It does not lose its power. It transforms and it changes. And so we must begin to remember Yah, even in our youthful aspiration of His knowledge and His truth. When He began to reveal unto us the beautiful tidbits of His truth, we must begin to remember Him, Zakah Him, in our youthfulness. As we receive these things, and they make us joyful, it is like a child receiving a new ball. I don't care if they got 50 balls, you give them a new one, and they will all give attention to the new ball. Sure they will. So when Yah speaks a word to us that refreshes us, do not cast out the things that He has built in you to bring you to that point. You hear what He says? The days are evil. And as we get older, our thoughts, if they're not based in Torah discipline, our thoughts will be disciplined. Our thoughts will be evil. Our attitudes. Because He warns us, He says, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keeper of the house shall tremble, he shall literally with great fear, Zu'aka, he shall tremble his mind. And this is a nation that is trembling today. Their whole houses are trembling. The established power is trembling. It's amazing as I think, listen to this, I'm going to stay the course and I shall finish. It's amazing as I think of this polluted, damnable, wicked nation. As she borrows money from the poor nations, like Singapore. She borrows money from China. That has millions of people in utter poverty. To substantiate her wicked, vile lifestyle. Because some monies they have no value. You work all day, all week, all year, and what has been accumulated from that? Nothing but debts and miseries and more debt and anxieties, because the flesh will be drawn as the enemy. This is his power to speak unto the masses today. There was a saying when I was growing up that money talks and bull walks. It has no value. Money talks, but the bull crap, it walks. It has no power. And so that's the word that comes forth out of the belly of the whore. She will say, your money talks, man. It makes no difference how fine you are. I want money. And that's what this Jezebel does today. Yah says that the keepers of the house shall tremble. And this nation is trembling. Mr. Bush, with all of his little monies and his borrowing, where do you think the money is coming from? Nearly $1 trillion. Who do you think gonna reap the benefit of $850 billion going out? Who you think gonna pay for it? Who you think got to work more than 6 months of a year to give the government his share? If this thing shall last, it will be your sons and daughters. It does not just come out of nowhere. And when they began to print it, and it has no particular value as it is associated with a GDP or gross domestic product, that is what we call not only a recession, but a depression. And so someone is going to have to pay the money back. And so they spawn the people along with this euphoric, I got 1200, and they spin it upon the lust of their flesh, and it goes right back to the coffer of the rich, the wealthy, and the rich despise you for your ignorance, and your pomposity of ignorance. The wealthy despise you. It's difficult to get wisdom in a poor man's mind. Because we've been taught by this whore that you need no one to teach you, you on your own. And the same damnable trashy spirit has found its way into the true light of Yah. There must be those that teach. Is Solomon teaching us here out of Koheleth? Sure is. These are Koheleth. Koheleth, these are preachings or saying. And a Koheleth is one that inspires. He preaches, he declares the message of Yah. He speaks publicly. He opens up the revelation of Almighty Yahweh. Every man does not possess the power and the understanding of that. Every man does not have the same gift. There's diversities of the gift, but every man does not possess the same. But the value of the gift is important because every gift adds on to the gift that he is the gift giver. Every perfect gift, every pure gift comes from Yah. It comes from above. Hallelujah. Why do we despise the gifts of Almighty Yah? Why the darkness? He said, they shall tremble, and they shall be in great terror. And the strong man shall bow down, he shall have no strength. Where are the strong men today? Where are the men of strength and character that will not bow down to this thuggery of the world, and drawn by the greed and the lust? And the grinders cease because they are few. The grinders in this nation have ceased. I was reading the other day that Ford Motor Company, they're not offering some, but every employee a buyout. They're going to take the job from your shores. I'm telling you this. We have been ignorant teaching, go to school, get a good education, and get a job. It has produced nothing but a mind of slavery and bondage. I don't care who you are. You're bound by a system whom Yahshua makes for his free. Having food and raiment sufficient is enough to barak and to bless him. But this is a spirit that has been induced into this whore because she sells herself for one thing, and that is money. These dogs today, they sell themselves for riches, for things, for cars, for houses, for chateaus and everything. They don't sell you the truth. You can't buy truth today. That's why scripture, when you hear the truth, buy it, brothers and sisters. Sell out. Buy the truth and don't sell it for the lies and the trickery of this nation. So the grinders in this nation, they have ceased. Where are the manufacturing jobs? They're shipped to India. They're shipped to other parts of the world. And there is no tariff, no taxes on them. So the rich become super rich. Powerfully rich. Less than 10% of the population of this United States own all the wealth. Listen, my brothers and sisters. Do you understand? We have land. This land we pay no taxes. But this land across the street, the land that you own down here, if you do not pay the taxes, it will always revert back to the land baron, the landlords. He will always own it. We own nothing. Why? Because we brought nothing. You did not bring one stitch of dirt. You're not taking one stitch of dirt out. You did not bring one rag into this world. And I'm here to tell you, not one rag is going out with you. You're taking nothing. Nothing at all. That's why we have our tikvah, our hope, in the promises of Yah. Not in the promises of this wicked world. So the grinders have stopped. The strong men, they are cowardice today. They will not stand up against the spirit of this age and to repudiate it, to defy it. They have bowed down to the powers of hell. Men that started out with promising and a promise purity about them. They have bowed down to the gates of hell, but it was one man that did not. And his name was Yahshua. He did not, Yahshua did not bow down to hell. And I bless Yah for that. When all hell broke loose against him, when all hell was offered unto him, he said, I want to declare one thing to you, that I cannot live by bread. My life cannot be sustained by these false illusions. I must and man must live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yah. And I want to read you every word that comes from the bosom of Yahweh. We have a responsibility unto Yah. We have a charge, as the Hebraic expression, that a mishmerath. We have a charge, a duty to keep. And Yah has commanded us, why? Because if we don't keep this duty, we will not have no pleasure in the days that we know death is approaching. And that's why they cry in agony. We rejoice in it. We don't cry in agony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The grandness has ceased because they are few. The abortion of this nation have destroyed a generation of people. They have killed them. They have butchered them. They have offered them up to Moloch and to Mocom. This is an identity of America. And those that look out of the windows, they are darkened. We look through a window darkenly, don't we? We're trying to see the vision of the return of Yeshua. And because of the obscurity of this world, the darkness and the filth of this world, it's almost difficult to see. Because our eyes have been trained by a filthy mentality, a corrupt, vile mentality. We need the clean truth. We need the living word. We need strong men. And it's a cowardly man that doesn't pray, Yah, raise up the strong men. I want strong men around me. I want the daughters of Zion to be strong. You are a fool to think that you possess the wherewithal and all of the essence. You cannot pick up 1,000 pounds, man. But if you get 4 of y'all, you can. 5 make it even better. 10 makes it easier. 20 makes it almost unfelt. And that is the truth. And so Yah raise up the strong Nabi, the man of strength. Not these corrupt, vile, wicked men birthed out of Christo. I'm talking about those that have been birthed out of the belly of Yahshua. Out of the Sadiqa, the righteous Torah of Almighty Yah. We need men like that, that are not afraid of this wicked generation. So the grinding has ceased. Their jobs, there are no jobs to be had. Ford Motor Company wants to offer them all a buyout package for one reason. Do you know why? To replace it with less expensive labor. And that's what they're doing. Because this vile, wicked nation, when a people is never satisfied, when a people never think they possess enough, then even the law of time and the law of nature will work against that. Sure it will. And because this nation is one that is wicked, is greedy. Our leaders are greedy and wicked. These men that call themselves leaders of these whorehouses, they're greedy and they're wicked. They raise up a prostituting spirit from among them to carry on the mandate of this whore. Yah calls us to be pure and cleanse, and by the cleansing power of Yahshua, we are cleansed from the power of darkness. That we don't have to look out a window darkly and wonder what the end is going to be. I know what the end is going to be, because He's going to appear in Hashem. I am. And we that are alive and remain, those that are dead in Yahshua shall be caught up first. And we that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet Him in Hashem. I am. I know what the promise is. Vile men like Jesse Jackson, they don't have to look for the pie in the sky. I look for the hope that's coming from Hashem. I am. My hope is not in Barack Obama. It's not in Clinton. Certainly not in a Jezebel like Bush. It's not in a prostitute like Huckabee. It's not in a false idolatress like Romney. It is in Yahshua, the Lamb of Yah. It's not in this capitalist power or this democracy. I'm free. I have a constitution that is mighty. It's the Misra of the Torah of Yah. It's greater than this damnable thing we call the Constitution in America. I've been constituted unto Him by Yahshua, the Dam, the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been given a book that leads to the path of Yah, that the fullness of His brightness shine upon me. Hallelujah. I don't need no document written by corrupt men. My book tell me that this book was written by men that were kadosh, men that were set apart. Tells me that this book was conveyed unto men that were kadosh. They were set apart. They were the same nature of Yahshua, and the Ruach of Yah moved upon them, and they read. Not some drunkard, stupor, or some slave owner, dogs, and corrupt men of capitalist greed, and men that were destroyers of others. My constitution was not based in that strength. There's a strength beyond the strength of man. It is based out of the bosom of the love of Almighty Yahweh, and it brings a strength unto Israel. So to hell with America's constitution. I have a Torah that is greater than that. And it never changed. They trying to make amends to this damnable thing we call the Constitution. But you can never mend what the Ruach of Yah has spoken unto the living body of Israel. It's spoken, not only spoken, it has been written, and it is established. Where did he write it? He put it in your inward parts, brothers and sisters. He has put this right thing in you. Hallelujah. You need no man to teach you. You just receive the Ruach of the Spirit of what I speak unto you. And it will open up the darkness of the door to your heart. And the living water shall flow. Come on. Hallelujah. You just need the Ruach of Yah. The Spirit of Yah to move. That's all we need. He said, and the door shall be shut in the street. Told Yah that the door is not shut. Hallelujah. There's an open door unto Israel. Yes, it is. When Yah rises up and shut the door, and the door of America is shut, these false, lying dogs, they're deceivers. Yah is going by the power of his message from the Melechim, there shall be a message declared. And that is the everlasting message or the everlasting power of the name of Almighty Yah. And it is to gather the seed of Israel that's dispersed in all parts of the world. And they are there. I heard from a brother down in Australia, down under, nearly 18 hours difference between time. And the letter that he wrote unto me, it is as profound as a man that has the fullness of the understanding of the Torah of Yah. And the light in that letter is profound. So he's going to bring Israel together. For the message shall be declared. This everlasting word. The kingdom message has been preached. Yahshua has brought us the kingdom promise. Now he shall rise up with a message that is so profound that even the government shall tremble when they hear that name. I do believe if Yah set me or put me in the presence of any government, that the words that I speak by the Ruach, that even they will tremble. I will not fear them. I will not fear to speak the profound utterance of Yah. I will not fear that. I'm an uneducated, uncouth thing. But the power of his emet, his truth, dwells in this biological, physical being. And that I do know. And no man shall cause me to be distracted from that. Not one. Hallelujah. And so the sound, the door shall be shut in the street when the sound of the grinding is lost. Their corporations are shutting the factories. And he shall rise up with the voice of the bird. And he shall rise up with the voice of the bird. And the daughters of Muzak shall be brought lower. There is no melody in their hearts today. There's no fitness of their inward parts. There's no rejoicing. There's no meditation. You look at a generation that is doom and gloom. You look at us as the people of Yah, we look gloomy. Our minds look gloomy. Our expressions are gloomy. Because it's flowing from the contents of our love. We look gloomy. We look oppressed and depressed. That ought not to be. It is the joy of the promises of Yah. And that's our strength. And when we are weak, we take strength in the promises of Almighty Yah in Yahshua. He said, also they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way. And the almond tree shall flourish. Those that are the firstborn. That's what the almond tree in Israel, it was the first tree to flourish. And so we are the firstborn, as Bishop would always tell us. We are the firstborn of the resurrection of Almighty Yahweh Yeshua. So the almond tree, we that are the truly firstborn, we shall flourish. It says the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be burdened. Because he will not be able, the cankerworm shall not be able to devour and to destroy the fruit of the almond tree of Israel. It shall not. It shall not. It shall not be able to devour. So it's going to be burdened. How can it? It's going to be burdened. Has so much laboring to do, it's producing, but it's not making any inroad. And desire shall fail. The desire has fallen today. And man goes to his long home. And the mourners go about the street. They fall in the street all over the world dead. There are no mourners that go before them. Their bodies die and they lie there for buzzards to consume. It's only that we in this nation have not felt the scourge of this. And for some reason in our high, mighty, polluted, wicked minds, we think that we are going to escape because we are an American whore. But the Jezebel has, she has no scarlet. She has the Catholic whore scarlet. But she doesn't have the scarlet color of the righteousness that has been purged by the dam of Yeshua, as Rahab had. Even the whore knew that this was of Yah. This is a whore that doesn't even know when Yah speaks. The spirit of whoredom is so rampant and so powerful in this nation that people hear a true man of Yah and they have despair for him. That they have no delight in him. I have people call me. I tell them to listen. When they listen, I never hear from them again. They will not call. They do not want my fellowship. In the beginning, they wanted it. And all of a sudden, because I will not speak appeasing things or prophesy to them smooth things. I prophesy unto you by the Ruach of Yeshua that this whore, this Jezebel, her streets are going to be darkened. Her doors are shut. Her money has no power. Her legitimacy is false. And she is a whore. And she purports whoredom. That's why the whorehouses, these churches, don't ever call the assembly of Yah that. Don't call it a church. It's a tabernacle. Or the assembly of the Bayat. Or just a house. Don't classify with that spirit of whoredom. You know, Brother Paul Nissan, he wrote me a letter. He said, Pastor Roberts, he said, my mind retains things that you say. And these are the things that I ponder and they... You just don't know how they have altered my thoughts, my life, my whole being. When Yah speaks to us, it is a transforming word. It changes from the inside, and it creates this image that is in the image of His dear Son. Yeshua was dear unto the Abba. It is not the image of the world. These whole houses bring these floozies in. Their titties are out. They got dresses up to their buttocks. The men, the boys are as effeminate as they come. They bring them into these indoctrinational centers, these things we call schools. They pollute their minds. They create this rebellious nature in them. It is not Yah. He did not leave the seed of Israel to be raised by the seed of Mizraim. He brought them out into an open place that they could raise up their children in the fear and in the nurturing of Yah. You allow the world to do that for you because you're greedy, you're lustful, and you still have not gotten ahead, as the world says. You're broke, you don't have a dime, and you will not have a dime. I want to show us something today in the book. I must lay the foundation first. You got to do that. Hallelujah. If I don't do that, then when I began to lay the chief cornerstone, put him in his place, then the ground is going to give in. You're going to get weak and you're going to crumble. So I must lay the foundation. We can't build a building without the foundation. That's something that I'm going to do over here. I looked the other day and Deacon Benny said, what, you taking the trees down? Yeah, take all of them down. For what? Well, you all will see when I finish. But you got to get down to the dirt. You got to get down to the level whereby you can shape and form. So I have to shape our earthly minds. Are we not made of the earth? And our minds are earthly. They're sensual and earthly.
You think about Walmart and Kmart more than you think about the store that brings the fullness of Yah's riches. You get excited over trinkets than over the nourishment that brings the fullness of robustness of the life of Yahshua in you. Hallelujah. He said also, verse 5, also when they shall be afraid of that which is on high. I read that, didn't I? Verse 6. He said, or else the silver cord be loose and the golden bowl be broken. The silver cord is loose. They have no connection in this nation. And their golden bowl, it is broken. Or the pitcher be broken at the fountain. Or the wheel broke at the cistern. Then shall the dust return unto the earth as it was. Is not the physical man is going to return back unto the earth? Your body is going back from dust you came. And dust you shall go. Brothers and sisters, we are youth in this march. We're youths. We have to rely upon the strength of the one shepherd. Yahshua is our shepherd. We have to rely upon his strength. What do? Well, we consider him that endured such contradiction and suffering of man. Because if you don't, you get weary. Can you tell a weary person? You get weary and you faint. There was one thing about the elder ones, the Kedoshims. They understood the spirit of weariness. They could understand that. They knew when those were weary. They knew when daddy was weary, husband or wife. They could tell because there's an expression of being weary. Now, thus we get weary when Yah speaks to us. We get weary with hearing him. We don't want to hear. We're not patient with him. I will not be weary in well-doing because I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. I have food to eat. I have bread. My body is physically intact. I know it's going back to the dust. It's going back to the dust of the earth as it was. And the Ruach shall return unto Yah who gave it. It is Yah that has breathed the breath in you. And that man Adam was nothing until he breathed the breath of life into him. And then he become a living being. That's why you elderly ones, you must begin to realize you're going back to the dust. You got to begin to shape your minds, shape your life, and to hear and to understand. You better begin to do it because if not, you're going to get weary. You're going to be cranky. It's something like a cranky old wicked man or woman. That's the truth. You say what you want to. Brother Allen said to me, situation arose and he says, well, I like to tell you because you get upset when I tell you. No, I get upset when you tell me something and it's past week, 2 weeks, past due a month, past due. Yeah, I get upset because that's not the sign of stewardship to me. A steward is faithful in everything. If it's 2 weeks past, yeah, I will get upset. I've had one to say to me, oh, you're just going off. Yeah, I went off on that one as well, too, because of her wickedness. That's what Yah does, too. That's what Yahshua did when he went into the house and saw these dogs in there selling, robbing the people, oppressing them. He took him a cord. And he made him a scourge and he went and he began to wreak havoc. Yah's going to say in the power of his truth, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You dogs of hell. You children birthed by the power of darkness. So this is a very soft generation. That's what it is. When a man can withstand correction, when a man can withstand even harsh words, that's the strength of a mature man. You get harsh with your children, they get broken, don't they? Sure they do, you that have had children. They began to display some form of attitude. Why? Because they never do an introspective research of their own life to see where they truly stand. They don't have the mentality to do that. His word is like a fire. And it burns and it cuts. It's a sword. It's not the word of Yahweh speaks to us. It does not cut you. I don't care who speaks it. It must burn like an aug of fire. And a fire will bring up the dross. The gold must be put to the test. And a fire caused the dross to rise. And then he can scoop off the dross, the unclean things in your life. We are people that when we come to the Bible, it's not for some of the tingling, emotional feelings to be established. It is to cut down in the midst of our love. It's to root out. It's to destroy. His word is like a fire, Jeremiah said. That's what it is. Hallelujah. It is declared that way. It must be declared that way. It has to. It is declared in another way. It's not from the belly of Yeshua. We must. That's why we brothers, we must labor. We don't have to study 24/7, but we must labor in our ruach, in our minds, to make sure that we deliver what Yah speaks unto Israel. And it's without regard of whom in the midst. Not even yourself. If I get here and declare to you the truth, it does not cut me. If I'm not learning in this process, then it's not the word of Yahweh. It's not the word of Yah. If I speak to you in some kind of pre-designed message, then I already know what I'm going to say, that I'm not being led by the Ruach of Yah. And so if that's the case, I've already learned, because I pre-designed every word I'm going to say. I know what I'm going to say. It's almost like book teaching. I'm not being led. So what can I learn from it? So the Ruach of Yah must speak, brothers and sisters. How do we do that? Just yield ourselves unto that in our obedience unto Him. Hallelujah. It must be that way. This message must be declared. It has to be. Without it, we're not going to make it. It must be. We must be revived. You believe that? Is the mercy of Yah renewed some days? How often? So we must hear the word every day. You can hear some days, just the Shabbat. But this day is one that your toil of battling against the enemy, battle against your mind. You come to a day and a time whereby you lay down your weapons of warfare, you take them off. You come before the presence of Yah for Shabbaton. That Yahshua says, now you sit there, I got the battle. I'll keep the enemy at bay. Don't worry. I got everything. Hallelujah. And that is one thing that the enemy has turned our minds from hearing. The word. We don't want to hear the word of Yah. We don't want to listen to that. We listen to everything but that. And that's why we're weak. That's why we're not strong. Hallelujah. We shall go back to the dust. And we see this. You can't even alter that, can you? It's a true statement. He goes on to say, as he warns us, Ecclesiastes 12:8. He says, Habel. Vanity, the emptiness, the breathlessness. There's no joy. Vanity of vanities, says the Koheleth, the preacher. Koheleth, the preacher. All is vanity. Is some or all? He said, cool. All is vain. And moreover, because the preacher, Kohelet, was he wise or unwise? He was wise. The Kohelet was wise, the preacher. We despise that today. Because everyone thinks that he or she is wise. But because he was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. He still taught the people knowledge. Yes, to he gave tavhid. He listened to what the Ruach spoke. He listened as the word of Yah, as the scroll, the Torah, spoke unto him. That's what a wise man will always do. A wise man will always give you knowledge. A wise man will give you understanding. Man that is wise, he will open up the sisrum of Yah. And that the water shall flow in the midst of our bellies, and we shall be refreshed. He taught them knowledge. There's no knowledge today. There's a sensual wisdom that is devilish, is wicked, and has not come from Yah. The Kohelet, he listened. That's why he was able to teach. And he sought out to set in order
many, Mishli, many proverbs. He sought out. He studied the scroll, the books, to set in order the proverbs, the sayings, the wise instructions of Yah. And in doing all of that, and all of his riches, and everything that he had sought out and learned, verse 10, and the Kohelet sought to find out acceptable words. Words that would convey the matter of Yah more acceptable unto the masses. And that which was written was upright, even words of the truth. What is written, brothers and sisters? This I declare unto you, it is upright. It is written in you, Israel, and it is the Emet, it is the truth of Yah. With all of that wisdom, all of that understanding, he said that these words that I speak unto you, the words of the wise or as gourds. You that are young don't know what gourds are. You may have seen them. You may have never used them. But when I was a lad coming up, they were used as dippers. We drank water from them. We would have gourds at the water bucket. And we dipped with gourds. It was where the supply of water came. And that's what the word of Yah is. The words of a wise man, because he declares unto you, Yahshua. And the fullness of the power of Yahshua. It is a gourd. And a gourd in the midst of the hot day to have a fresh drink of water out of that gourd. It was something about the gourd. How it even purified the waters and made them fresher. And one, they may have one gourd and one bucket and everybody drank out of it. I recall that in our home, it was there. He says, and as nails fastened by a master carpenter similar, which are given from one shepherd. There's only one shepherd. Yah is the shepherd. He says, given from one shepherd. Yahshua is our shepherd because he is the word. He is Yah. He is the word. He is Yah's heart. His love. He says, verse 12. And farther, listen, he says, with all your conclusion, your thought, and farther, my son, with greater knowledge, and farther, by these, my son, my bane, my son, be admonished, be zahah, be admonished, be reproved, be warned, be advised. Don't you want Yah to warn you and to advise you? He said, be advised. Of making many books, there is no end. And with much study is weariness of the flesh. He said, with all of my accumulative knowledge and wisdom, I've sat before some of the most profound philosophers. I have dined with the most powerful kings of the earth. And Queen of Sheba has come. And yet her words of exaltation of my wisdom is far beyond the expression of the words that I spoke unto her. And in the midst of all of that knowledge, in the midst of all of the wealth of understanding, I have made one conclusion in the midst of a span of life. And he tells us here in the next verse, this is as profound as it comes. He says unto you, Israel, let us. Is that you? Are you a part of that? He said, let us hear, Shama, let us understand the Sophie or the conclusion, the end. Not the beginning, but the end of all. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole, matter. But Yah has given unto man, let us hear the conclusion, the Sophie, the whole matter, the end of it all. And it has not changed. He says, you must yare, you must fear Yah. You must be dreadful. It must cause you to be astounded with what he speaks unto you, that the Most High will speak to you this way. He said, must establish this psychological fear and this trembling of terror that permeates in the midst of your mind. Let us hear the Sophia of the conclusion of the whole matter, Yare, fear.
fear. And this is a generation that fears not Yah. There is no fear of Yahweh among the wicked. And we are wicked because we defy the Torah. He says, fear Yahweh. Fear Yah. And keep His mitzvah, His commandments. For this is the whole mishmereth, the charge, the whole duty of mankind. Has that changed? And yet, the whore today says that she is blessed. It is not so. This is our whole duty. This is the mishmereth, the duty, the charge of man, that we must fear Yahweh. And keep not some, and keep His mitzvah. For this is the entire duty of man. These perverts today tell you that Yahshua came to destroy the mitzvah, the duty of man. They're liars. He came to give light and understanding how to walk in the mitzvah of Yah. How to keep the mishmereth of Yah by walking in the ruach. Because the words that Yah speak, they are spiritual words. They open up the life that He has put in your bosom. They open up the life of the words that He has written in your mind, at your inward parts. That is what the Ruach of Yah does. That duty of Yah has not changed. For the duty of a man has not changed. Since man sinned against Yah. He said, by the sweat of your brow shall you earn your living. He said that the woman... He said, in pain and in travailing shall you bear seed. And this perverted homosexual man that calls himself T.D. Jakes, he comes out with this symposium of devious work, says, women, thou art loose. They are not loose from the whole duty. They are not loose from the responsibility. They are not loose from their homes. They are not loose from reverence. They are not loose at all. He's a dog burst out of hell. This is the whole duty for us. That we fear Yah. That we keep all His mitzvah. Fear Him. Fear Yah and keep the whole duty. Not partial. Not some. But we must keep the whole mishmereth of Yah, the kol. That is the entire actions and deeds in that spectrum. We must keep it all. And so what this Jezebel is doing, she has altered that. Yisrael, we must hear what the Ruach speaks unto us. We must hear, we must know Yah. We have to know Him. And we will know Him because we are free. The pardon of our sins, we will not defy the Torah. I don't care what men say, but this is our whole duty. That has not changed. The duty of a child is the honor of their avat and their ima. Has that changed? So the duty of Yah has not changed one bit. And he goes on to say in the last verse, because that is what I'm going to emphasize for the remainder of the teaching, the whole duty of man. He says in verse 14, for Yah shall bring every work into mishpat or judgment with every secret thing, whether it be tov or whether it be evil. Everything is going to be judged. I don't care whether it's tov, whether you think it's tov, or whether it is wrath or evil. It is going to be brought into judgment. We have a duty, brothers and sisters. As the evangelist home will remind us, we have a charge. We have a mishmereth. And the word is the same in the Hebraic expression. We just got to dig deeper into the word of Yah. We have to spend some quality time with Him. If you can spend, come on, daughters of Zion, I say to you and your brothers as well. You all can go out here to some damnable wicked mall and walk around for hours looking at the same trash from store to store. And you cannot spend 2 hours in the book. You go to Walmart, spend all day looking at what? You go to a nickel dime store or the Goodwills and spend all day in that. And spend all your time in that. You go out lusting and greed for the same trickers and trash, and you have no time to study the word of Yah. You ought to have enough the Ruach and Yah of in you that what I speak, you can judge it. And it's a righteous judgment. And someone say, go pray. You're not running to that. But if they cry, let's go to Walmart, you're running. If someone cry, let's fast. You're not running to that. But if they cry, let's go to Kmart, you're running. You don't have to concur with me. It's still the truth. That's why we're anemic and we're losing out. That's why we don't have much today. That's why the enemy has set up this. He has set up these triggers to keep your eyes off the prize. Yahshua is our prize. Walmart has nothing. Kmart. Nickel dime store, fats fashion. What is that? There's nothing. I will. I don't care if you get upset. I don't care if you get offended. You can spend all day at something like that, and you're not weary. And yet you come in the midst of Yah's house, and you're weary, you're broken. Something is twisted in your twisted mind. You can take your yoggers out there and put them through all that stress with the wicked. And you don't even come home and lay hands on them and pray for them. Don't you know that's a Jezebel? I don't care which mother or which daughter. Whether you hear, whether you listen, it makes no difference. We are a generation that we don't want responsibility. We shun that. We don't want anyone to show us how shallow we are when we actually think we possess something. And you will never be wise. You will never mature. You will always be an imbecile, a weak thing. You will never have any character strength. You will always be envious of others that have that because you will not produce anything. Toda, I will, my brother. You will never produce anything at all. Hallelujah. You can never admire anything about anyone else because you're weak and you're shiftless. You're lazy. You're trifling. And you have no spiritual fruit at all. So you despise others that produce things of beauty. That's the truth. Hallelujah. You know, I was saying to Deacon Mitty, we were talking, Brother Allen, another day because I, let me say this. Of all the years we've been here, and I know the witness is true because Brother James and Ozzy took me out the other day. We went shopping. And all of a sudden, we were talking about this brother here, Deacon Horn. And how he says that man, he says he's a worker, first of all, Pastor Robert. I watch this man. He comes in to make sure we're warm in the morning. This man will get in 10 o'clock at night. He still gets up at the same time. He doesn't shun one responsibility. And I'm appalled at some of us that have no character, no thought. Of the importance and the value of what must be done. You're shameful. I said, this man, he never skips a beat. I call him in the other night. Come on, I got brothers that don't work, go out there. I said, make sure I knew that he would make sure it was done. Because it's been cold. I don't want the sisters cold. Make sure it's warm when they go in there. When they cook. Quite a few have been sick. I mean, basically the same ones going in there cooking and taking care of that. I appreciate that, sisters. Yeah, brought you. Hallelujah. And I said to him, because I knew it would be done. I knew I didn't have to worry about whether they would be warm when they go in there. Get that done for me. Hallelujah. And it's appalling, brothers and sisters. It's appalling. But the things of Yah are not important to us because we don't care. I know we don't want no one to tell us that, but that's just it. And because we're weak and shiftless, we would not make comment on things like that. That it is a blessing to have. Bless you, my brother. I'm blessed to have him with me, my deacon. Hallelujah. I'm blessed to have that. Hallelujah. Because I was kind of perturbed. And I spoke to some brothers about some situation which shouldn't be. Hallelujah. You know what? Yah said that everything is going to be judged, right? Whether it is secret. We have no secrets. I have no secrets. Whether it's secret. Did I not just read that from Koheti? Whether it's secret. Whether it's tough. Or whether it's wrath. It's going to be judged. So he's going to judge all things. My brothers and my sisters, so we better hear what Yah speaks unto us. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let's yare, let's fear Yah. Let's get that psychological fear. That you know he's looking, even though you're doing wickedly, he's watching. When you think he's not around, he says, I see everything you do. You know that's a twisted mind to think that he doesn't see it, right? Because you don't see it, I don't see it. That doesn't mean anything at all. Yah sees it. You may do your dirt, but Yah sees your wickedness. And so Solomon said, I've done things that were so erroneous against the Torah of Yah. And I've concluded in the midst of my old age, and I know that I'm going to die. There's only one thing in life that produces any substance at all. That is the Yahreh, that is the fear Yah, and to keep all of his mitzvah. And if Solomon is a liar in his statement, there is no evidence in scripture that this is so. This Jezebel whore thing called the church, they have not the Yareh of Yah, they fear not Yah, and they do not keep his mitzvah. The blessings are Yah causing his breath to breathe upon what you brought them, or his blessings of life flow from them. It is not upon this identity that we call, quote, the church, unquote. It is only upon Israel.